KX93.5 Daily Scramble Live. I'm Tyler Russell. Good Tuesday morning. You know, I don't would normally talk about another radio station, but I think it's really important as a member of the radio community to talk about the closing of the Sound 100.3 in LA, which last Friday did its very last broadcast and is flipping to some new format for God knows why that only some programmer or consultant sitting at a desk in some other community that has nothing to do with LA radio can answer. It's a real bummer. The Sound was pretty much the only LA radio station that I would listen to, you know, aside from streaming our own. And that is the conflict with talking about another radio station. It definitely got a little more mainstream, a little more typical toward the end. But for a while there, the Sound was playing such cool stuff. They were the only station playing anything close to what I'd call a B-side or anything other than top 40. They were doing interesting programming where they would delve into an entire record or an artist library or go chronologically and learn about an artist. And they were compelling. I mean, there's the kind of radio that made you sit in your car a little longer when you got to your parking spot so you could finish hearing what the jock had to say and see what song was going to come up next on a countdown show they were doing. It wasn't your typical classic rock radio station. And the only reason why it closed is money. I mean, again, it's just wasn't selling enough ads, or consultants were saying it wasn't getting enough listenership, or the numbers weren't there, or statistics showed the wrong graphs. I mean, it's just BS these days, and there's no passion in radio anymore. And we're so lucky here to be able to play and do what we want. At the end of the day, if the advertising dollars don't come in, we still have the kind of radio station we want to have thanks to community support. And that's just not the luxury that a lot of major corporate stations have. So a lot of notable DJs last week are without a home now, and LA is without a meaningful classic rock radio station. And the industry as a whole suffers yet again because of the corporate takeover and the syndication and the robotic mess that radio has turned into. So, you know, I was on a soapbox once, and I still am, about this particular subject. That's why I did something about it. That's why I started a radio station that I think is meaningful and impacts a community and impacts a whole industry in a way that nobody's doing. And I just want to remind myself and remind you that we're lucky to have KX93.5, that we're lucky to not have anybody to answer to. Nobody can come in here and shut us down because we didn't make enough money this quarter, for example. It's a big deal, you know, to have the freedom that we're privy to, that most corporate radio stations do not have the luxury of anymore. There is no more freedom or art in radio. So we're lucky to have it. And the Sound's closing was a brutal reminder to me of that. And I'm bummed for them and, you know, bittersweetly excited for ourselves to carry the torch of radio in Southern California.